President Bush spent much of this past week at his ranch in Crawford, Texas. He was watched from a distance by reporters working for news organizations from across the country and around the world. The local paper, the Lone Star Iconoclast, is also on hand. Small as it is, the paper has caused a big stir. NPR's David Green reports.
The center of life in Crawford is a gas station slash convenience store slash diner called the Coffee Station. Outside by the gas pumps, speakers are blaring local radio. Inside, customers are dining on burgers or buying coffee and newspapers. Not for sale, Crawford's own newspaper, the Lone Star Iconoclast. Owner Nick Spanos stopped selling it last fall after the newspaper ran an editorial criticizing the president and endorsing John Kerry.
We just decided we don't need a paper like that talking about the president and our friend and neighbor.
The president's ranch is a few miles up the road, surrounded by tight security. Every once in a while, he shows up at the coffee station to meet locals.
When he comes in here, he's at home. We don't treat him any different. He eats the same thing every time, which is a cheeseburger with onion rings. And the first lady eats a cheeseburger with fried jalapeno.
Clifton, Texas, is just 20 miles from Crawford. Inside an old building near the railroad, you can find the newspaper man who's caused the stir over in Crawford.
My name is W. Leon Smith. I'm publisher of the Lone Star Iconoclast.
Smith runs several newspapers. He's also mayor of Clifton and does a couple other jobs.
We're one of the drop-off places for animals here temporarily. So people bring animals by here, so that's why you see dog food and stuff laying around.
In his editorial last September, he wrote that the president let us down. Mr. Bush misled the country before going to war in Iraq, he said, and has the wrong views on overhauling Social Security. Sure, Smith thought there'd be some chatter.
We expected to get some letters to the editor, and we expected that, you know, some people wouldn't be too happy, but that they would get over it pretty quick. It's just an editorial, and it went a little bit beyond that.
Businesses stopped selling the Iconoclast. Plumbing companies, funeral homes, souvenir shops stopped advertising in it. Smith says his part-time reporters were kept out of a town festival and were told the sheriff would be called if they didn't leave. But Leon Smith says he's not bitter. And in a real twist, the episode has brought some good fortune to the Iconoclast. All the media attention Smith got apparently impressed people who agreed with him, no matter where they live.
We got one from Dublin, Rugby, Warwickshire, Salt Spring Island, British Columbia, Gilmore.
Readership in Crawford has plummeted from 900 to about 400. But the paper now has more than 2,000 outside subscribers. Even Smith sounds surprised by the scope of his mailing list.
Toronto, Vancouver, Victoria, I don't even know how to pronounce that.
These days, the Iconoclast has far less local news, less about high school football, less about school functions and the Chamber of Commerce. Smith says he has approached some businesses in Crawford to see if they ever want to advertise again. Most said they're afraid that if their ads appear in the Iconoclast, people will boycott them, too. David Green, NPR News.